Good morning. We are Donna and Brian Ness from St. Peter Lutheran Church in North Judson, Indiana. We welcome you to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. For more than 150 years, the members of St. Peter have been committed to receiving and sharing the love of Jesus. As a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, our congregation is Christ-centered and service-oriented. Our school strives to allow the children of this community to grow in their relationship with God as they grow physically, emotionally, and academically. We now look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song. We open today with the Old Testament reading from Micah chapter 6.
Hear what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains. And let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the indictment of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has an indictment against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O, my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me! For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O, my people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?
The prophet's message is calling for God's chosen people to give a defense, an accounting, for their abandonment of him. God redeemed them from slavery in Egypt, being led by Moses. Toward the end of their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, while they were living in Moab, Balak, the king of Moab, paid Balaam to curse them, but instead he blessed them. Shortly after this, Joshua led them across the Jordan River to Gilgal, in the land God had promised to his people. Their repeated faithlessness, accompanied by their empty sacrifices done only to comply with God's command, are the reason for Micah's proclamation of God's call to his people 7 centuries after the historical events referred to in this reading. The final verse tells us to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. The common message in the lectionary readings for today is that of humility. We move on to the words of St. Paul in his first letter to the church in Corinth.
From 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.
We return to the theme of humility. As we have read in St. Paul's letter, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. Where is the one who is wise? God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. But the way of the fallen world is pursuit of pride, power, accumulating riches, and influence. Going on to the gospel reading for today from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, we read a portion of what is known as the Sermon on the Mount. This section, known as the Beatitudes, is probably a better known part of his teaching. We see again what may be seen as a rather upside down view of the kingdom that Jesus is ushering in.
From the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
Those who are blessed in each of the 9 statements seem to be the least important in anyone's estimation. But Jesus opens and closes his proclamation with the statement in the 3rd person, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, or in the 2nd person, for your reward is great in heaven. His kingdom is not of this world, and we see that power, riches, and influence that are so much sought after in this world have no place in being a part of the kingdom of heaven. A hymn setting drawn from the Beatitudes beautifully supports this message. Blessed Are They was written by David Haas and arranged by Brian Ness. It is performed here by the choir from St. Peter Lutheran Church in North Judson under the direction of Sarah Flores.
There's a kingdom of God.
Yes, blessed are you. The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Multiple opportunities are offered weekly to receive God's love in Jesus through word and sacrament ministry. Weekly worship services are held on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock and Wednesday evenings at 6:30. Various small group Bible studies meet throughout the week. For more information, contact the church office at 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Tolmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." May God's love always be with you.